This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Talking a little Wyoming football, maybe a little hoops, with the one and only Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He is our Cowboys insider. And Cody, you are, I know today's a crazy day, just looking at signing day and future Cowboys and all of that. And this is why, like, I like to make today's show, like, feature a bunch of you guys, because I know nothing. I see a name, I see a position, and occasionally a star. That is pretty much all I know about these guys coming in.
Yeah, man, it takes a lot of homework, and I got to be honest. You know, I've been in this industry for about 15 years now, and unless recruiting is your focus, most football writers, most beat writers, absolutely cannot stand this time of year, because you're watching videos, and you don't know if these guys are going to amount to a hill of beans, and then nowadays you don't even know if they're going to sign until it's official. So it's all a big crapshoot today.
Well, and again, the videos you're watching and stuff, like, obviously they're good, so you're going to see great plays and stuff. How do you, like, it's not like they're giving you, like, you're going to find a bunch of bad plays and be like, yeah, dude, look at all those fumbles. You know, you're going to see the good stuff.
Yeah, that's where you got to hope the coaches who get paid to actually do this stuff are really paying attention, because, yeah, we don't get to see the bad stuff. So it's always interesting. I know around here it's always a big deal to see if any Wyoming kids are on this list, which the Cowboys did ink one Wyoming player, Alex Haswell, an offensive lineman out of Sheridan, which Sheridan is a powerhouse in 4A, which is the highest classification in the state. He was the 4A lineman of the year, so landed him, and then landed also this program. What's really frustrating, Brady, for a beat writer with this program, they value the walk-on so much that they don't decipher who's who when it comes to signing day. There's a number of walk-ons, there's a number of scholarship guys, and they really want to treat them all equally. And during Craig Bull's tenure here, nearly 50 of those guys ended up being scholarship players, most famously Marcus Epps, starting safety for the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's cool and it's awesome, but it also can be some frustration on days like today. And also another thing that Wyoming fans like to keep an eye on is how many Colorado kids have signed on the dotted line. And so far, Giovanni Pinozzo is the only one. He is also an offensive lineman. Going through all this right now from Arvada. So a two-star guy, and I know in talking to Justin Michael there at CSU, I know the Rams really, really like that kid. So you got to look at that as a steal for the Pokes too.
So do you look at it? Obviously, you're paying attention to the local pickups, Wyoming and even into Colorado too. But also, I guess you're paying attention to positions of need. And if you look at those positions and go, okay, though, that's who these guys are getting. And again, time will tell if they're actually going to be good at this level, but obviously that's an area that you're looking at. Do you feel like so far the Cowboys have filled those needs at this point?
Yeah, and one of the wild ones actually today. You know, when you have a coaching change like the Cowboys are going through right now, you never know what this day is going to look like. How many guys are going to jump ship? How many guys are going to come? And one of the weird ones, the Cowboys really don't have a need at the quarterback spot. They have Carson May, a four-star guy who transferred from Iowa. They also have Caden Anderson, a three-star guy out of South Lake Carroll High School in the Dallas area. And then, of course, Evan Svoboda, who is supposed to be the starter next year, and Jay Sauvelle already handed the keys to. So you don't think that's a position of need. However, they have a kid, Deion Baptiste, that they got to flip today or yesterday. Three-star lefty, 6'5" kid out of Katy, Texas. He decommitted from Iowa State and inked with the Cowboys today. So, you know, he was getting ready to go to a Power 5 school, a Big 12 school, and now he's coming to Wyoming. So that's interesting. That is definitely not what I would consider a position of need per se. But, you know, in looking at the little limited film I've seen, he looks pretty big kid at least, very big kid. But wide receiver will be a position of need for this team. I mean, they are absolutely losing a truckload. Wyatt Whelan, Alex Brown, Ayra Santee, Ryan Marquez, Gunnar Gentry. Those guys are all going to play their last game on December 30th in Tucson. And so far, commits Chris Durr Jr., 5'11", 160 pounds out of Chicago, a three-star kid. He's obviously not very big, so he must be a speedster. So far, that's the only wide receiver they have. I do know that they have talked, and they really liked what Ayra Santee brought to the program this year, and he was a transfer out of Holy Cross. I think they're probably going to supplement the roster by dipping into the portal there, and I know they've already offered a kid at Arkansas Pine Bluff. So I'm thinking wide receiver is going to be one they're really going to go heavy on in the portal.
How many and that's such an interesting dynamic too, right, is what you can do in the recruiting side of things and what you don't get in recruiting, at least you can go to the portal. Got to find a way to balance that because you don't want to get to the portal when it's, you know, the top players are emptying out of that thing. So it's a balance to walk for sure. But when you look at as far as how much they're going to be focusing, Cowboys are going to be focusing in particular on the recruiting aspect, what number is average typically, how many players they get in that, and then what does that average look like now with the chaos that has been happening with the transfer portal the last couple of years, certainly this year?
You know, we've only seen it for a couple of years because Craig Bohl did not embrace the transfer portal at all at first, so that was not really an issue. He was losing a lot of players, but he wasn't bringing many in. So I know last year, you know, whatever limited history we have here, the Cowboys inked 14 last year on early signing day. None of those were transfers. Just normal, you know, they're all about the recruiting. They're all about development. And then in February, when you expect it to be quiet on the traditional signing day, the Cowboys signed like 13 guys, including 8 transfers, 3 of which were on scholarship. And they really put in a lot of work on walk-ons, a ton of walk-ons. I want to say 8 more walk-ons last year on second signing day. And they probably hover around 24, 25 a year. And now, Brady, the beauty of it is we're finally getting out of this COVID stuff where we don't have the six-year guys lingering around. That was really tough and really threw a wrench in roster management.
Oh, no question about it. And honestly, confusion for me, Cody. Yeah, as you know me, you've gotten to know me now for a while. It's not very difficult to confuse me. So,
yeah, I mean, Torrey Horton, I think, is on year 17.
Yeah, he's been there. I think he's 97 years old now.
Yeah, and what's crazy about that, though, Brady, is he wasn't even old enough to go to Mountain West Media Days last
That's
year.
That's the truth. He's like the oldest, youngest person in the history of the world.
Yeah, what in the world is he doing?
I don't know. He's like Benjamin Button.
Yeah, what a coup that was for Colorado State. I mean, Torrey Horton is a special, special player. And, yeah, man, he's ageless, young dude. He just, man, he's dynamic. I can say up here a lot of people did not like seeing that news.
Oh, no. And it was kind of one of those things that was like, it wasn't quite 50-50 for me. I was more like 60. I thought 60% chance he was going to come back because he was either that or the NFL. I think maybe, you know, the thought process, too, is that his stock could go up, especially if they have a winning season, if they get into a bowl game and all that. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, and you know, another thing, too, I want to say, I might be wrong on this, but I want to say 19 guys came out on senior day for the Cowboys against Hawaii, and Craig Bohl gave them the option. You know, most of them had eligibility remaining. There, I have heard from sources that a couple of those guys that did get announced are indeed going to come back, and that was something that was really up in the air. So that can also be a big boon to this recruiting class that's already on campus and already ready to go. So it's going to be interesting. A lot of guys were announced. It was like, wow, man, that guy's probably not going to the NFL. Neither is that guy. What are these guys doing? But once again, it's the end of the COVID deal where, man, these guys have been in college a long time. But Wyatt Whelan, wide receiver out of Colorado Springs, just picked up his 3rd degree.
Wow. I mean, either we're getting really smart or we're just wasting a lot of time here, Cody. I don't know. It depends on who you ask. What you've seen so far with Jay Sovell, has it been a situation where you're seeing any of the impact from Craig Bohl, like being gone? Has that hurt at all? Or is it just kind of at this stage, it's pretty much the same feel? We're going to find out a little bit later.
Yeah, you know, they have a lot in common as far as their philosophies and stuff like that. He's going to continue to develop. He's going to continue to value the walk-on program and the in-state guys, which is something that was neglected for a long time with a lot of other coaches. So, you know, obviously Nebraska was big on the walk-on thing, and that's why Craig Bohl takes so much pride on it. He was a walk-on in Nebraska himself. So that kind of stuff is not going to change. He is not going to build this program through the transfer portal. And as far as guys' attitudes, man, a guy reached out to me who played for the Cowboys. He's been gone for a couple of years now, and he reached out to me, and he asked me my thoughts on Sovell being the coach, and I thought, oh, man, here's where I'm going to find out some real news, you know, if this is good or not. And he wanted my opinion first, and then I said, what's yours? And he just said, man, this is an absolute slam dunk hire. He is the best. What Craig Bohl maybe wasn't great at was being the player's coach, and that's what Jay Sobel is. So, you know, Jay's still got a little bit of that stubborn bull in him. You know, I asked him joking around last week, are you going to finally put names on the back of uniforms? No way. Is anybody going to wear number one or zero? No way. But he did say the one thing Bull would never do that he will do is Cowboys are going to wear some all whites on the road at some point. So and he's budging a little, but he's got a lot of Craig Bull in him.
So I get the no names thing. I get why coaches do it because you're not bigger than the team. But, you know, in this day, for me as a viewer, Cody, I just like to have the names because I'm not a scientist. I don't remember every single number in the history of the world. I'm not like you, who's that close to every single thing. So maybe bring that up next time. Maybe we'll get Jay on and say, hey, let's figure that out for the media. Like, that's the most important thing, right?
You absolutely need to get Jay on, man. He's the best.
I do need to get him on, yeah.
You know what? I'm thinking Craig's still in the building, so maybe he's not showing all of his cards yet because I don't think he wants to undermine the old man. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, in the day of NIL and stuff like that, and also the Cowboys, the way their numbers are on their jerseys, they really bunch up, so you can't tell if a guy's 10 or 18 or 16 or whatever it is. So not only can you not see the number on the front, there's no name on the back.
Next year, I'm just going to be like those old high school football announcers, and I'm just going to start tweeting, number 10 is a fine player. I'm just going to do that all year next year.
I think a lot of our fans do that.
I love it, man. Well, I'm curious. I think we will try to get Sobel on the program soon. Obviously, we like to expand our Wyoming coverage, and that starts and finishes with Cody Tucker. We can't even dream about talking more Wyoming without your involvement in the show, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. I love the opportunity. I love that Colorado people are forced to listen to me. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Well, and like I always say, you know, when we get together, the craft beer will be nice and, well, kind of lukewarm for you. So we'll try
that
out.
You can have it all. You can have it all. I think I'm going to get a Coors Life tattoo on my stomach when I'm in Tucson next week. In fact, if I do, I'll tweet it out.
Yeah, we got the bowl game coming up, man. It was interesting. I was watching the Scooters Coffee Bowl game last night. That was interesting because you had Pennington's kid in that thing, and you had McCowan's kid in that thing. So both of them were there, and I was like, Chad Pennington looks like he's aged a little bit there. Yeah, it's been a while since he's been in the league.
Doesn't that make you feel old as dirt, though?
Extremely old, dude. Like, he was a young buck when I was watching him back in the day, you know? And then suddenly he's just kind of sitting up there now. He looks like he's a little tired, maybe had a couple of cheeseburgers or so. And it's crazy to see this kind of thing. Although AJ McCowan looks like he could play today still.
Well, I would sure hate for people to be dissecting what I looked like 20 years ago. I've had a few cheeseburgers myself, and my daughter called me Santa the other day, so things are probably not going too hot in my world.
I don't mean to laugh and poke fun, but that is, dude, that's a kind of a compliment, though. Santa's like the coolest person in the world to a child, so to be called Santa, isn't that the highest compliment ever?
Man, you know, if I like children that weren't my own, I might do that. I might do that on the side.
I think one of these days we're going to have a Cody Tucker Santa. We're going to have a craft beer in his hand and probably, you know, what else is Colorado-y? I don't know, a beanie or something. I wasn't even going to go there, but thanks, Cody. That will be you. You will be the dope smoking, craft beer drinking Santa Claus from Wyoming.
Oh, brother, does that sound horrible. I fashion myself more after bad Santa myself.
Well, with the dope in the beer, even if it's craft beer, it does seem like it's heading in that direction. Cody, dude, I'm out next week, so Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. Thanks for all your involvement. There's nobody better that I, you know, when I get mine, I need that Wyoming information I get. But we absolutely love having your personality, everything on this program. So we just appreciate you, man.
No, I really appreciate you guys. Merry Christmas to you, Angel, everybody down there. You guys are great. Really appreciate you guys.
All right, my man. We'll catch up with you soon. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 49 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break here, wrap up hour number one. Still to come in the second hour, CSU head football coach Jay Norvell. We talked a little Wyoming signing day. Let's talk to, a key source with what's going on with Colorado State. We'll have another Jay Norvell, on the program in the second hour. Still to come, also St. Thomas for the UNC Bears, Mark Johnson talking Buffs with us. Jam-packed show. Nobody does it quite like we do. It's the whole show powered by Chevron, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.